Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Tuesday. Or no, is it? Yeah, it is Tuesday. Okay, it is Tuesday. It is June 30th, the last day. My goodness, the last day of June right here. We're going to have a great show for you today. Charles Buchwalter is going to be coming in just a little bit. We're going to bring him online. He's actually in studio this morning, so that's great. And we're going to be finishing up. We still got one more day of talking about the American Revolution. America celebrating 250, the super centennial, celebrating America, all things freedom, all things liberty, but all things, how did we get here from a Judeo-Christian perspective? How did we get here? How did we get our liberties? Where do they come from? We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be also talking today about the influence of the pastor, pastors that were influencing the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all of that coming up a little bit later. But before we do any of that, I got to tell you, we're under a heat advisory, so make sure that you stay cool, stay hydrated. Today, looking for a high near 92 with a heat index of 101. Tomorrow is going to be the worst day. They're saying a heat index of 105 before we start seeing a cool-off sometime around Friday, which the cool-off, by the way, is 1 degree. We're going to go from 92 to 91 on Friday, so I'm not too sure there's much of a cool-off, but it is coming. And we certainly pray that everybody keeps safe, stays safe, and stays cool. The heat advisory remains in effect from noon today to 8 p.m. on Thursday night. Heat values could go up to 108 degrees before this period of time ends. And little rainfall, but a lot of heat. The rainfall might be in this form of humidity. Hey, well, let me just tell you, we're going to talk before we talk to Charlie and before we get into all of that, all those things that are going to be fun to talk about. We got something else that's fun. Light Up the Night, July 17th. It's going to be night golf. I don't know if anybody's ever done that. It's a pretty cool event. I've seen it done, but I didn't participate in it. I was part of a program several years ago, but didn't participate in it. Patrick Corwin joining us via phone to tell us more about the program and the event. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Going to light up the sky on July 17th, huh?
Yeah, we're going to celebrate the golf course's 100 years of being in Frankfurt that night, too.
Wow, 100 years at TPA Park, what was known as the old Frankfurt Country Club, which is now the Frankfurt Commons. It's amazing, all of these different centennial and bicentennial and super centennial stuff that we're celebrating. But July 17th. So tell us a little bit about the lineup and what people can expect.
We're going to open our doors that evening at 4. We're going to actually host it all at Arborwood. Thanks to Shoots for letting us and Arborwood to use their patio. We're going to have three bands that night. We'll have the Barney Muggers, which Josh works for Jesse at the golf course in the kitchen. They do a little folk kind of music, but they're really good. Well, and then followed up with that, the Jacks are coming to play that night. And then the nightcap, we will have Corey Spicer and the Ribcage come into play. They play a little heavier rock music, but it's going to be classic rock going in a little heavier rock. But we're open to anybody to come. The music will start, end at 10. And then to celebrate the 100 years, we're going to have a fireworks show right out there for it. That was sponsored by the VFW and Kingbirds.
All right, so you're going to have fireworks right after the concerts, and then you're going to go into the golf right after that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
goodness. Right at 10 o'clock.
Tell me about the night golf. Tell me how you do night golf. I mean, there's actually glow-in-the-dark balls, but you had these little sticks, I think, that go in the ball. Or something. Tell me how people can find their ball at night.
So it's controlled by a magnet. It's a regular golf ball, just a little harder. You touch a magnet to it, it turns your ball on. It's got like four different colors, or you can make it stroke. And you hit the ball, and it's a four-man scramble. You go out, you find your ball. It's a whole lot of fun. They take hauled like hole sticks and put Christmas lights all the way around them so you know where the hole's at. We lined the fairway with like glow sticks that they lit up. We have paths, and it's just really neat to watch the balls just fly over the balls. And
I mean, I'm going to have to just come out the. I'm not a golfer, believe me. One of the golf pros back there, back in the day, Tim McBarnes, he once told me that he was I had the worst form of any person he has ever worked with. And he said that, Shan, I don't even know how you can actually even hit the ball. Your form is so terrible, and it gave me a complex, Patrick. I've had a complex ever since. I've been working through it. But maybe night golf is the answer for me. Maybe that's where I should. Maybe I should be golfing at night, and you won't see my form. You'll just see where the ball maybe hooks or slices.
Yes, they play from the red tee, so it's a little shorter. But if we get enough people, they're going to do it on both. They'll play nine holes, depending on the teams. We're gonna if there's a bunch of teams that end up coming and play, it's $55 a person. That includes the concert. They're actually bringing in a beer trailer. We have a food truck coming called Podium Barbecue. He's a Frankfort native that graduated from Prairie, Vince Johnson. He's going to come and serve food that night, sell food. And we're just going to have a really great night. Enjoy everybody. Just try to get the public out to see the celebration of the 100 years of the golf course.
Okay, so I want to get the details real quick. So 6 to 10 p.m. is the live music, and then you've got...
We're going to move the band up to like around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Okay, good.
Since we added another one.
Okay, great. So what are the tickets? How do they get tickets? And give us all those details.
So... Jesse's going to put it up online in the next couple of days. If you don't buy before, it's just a $10 cover charge when you get there, or you can stop at the pro shop and see one of the people at the pro shop. They'll sell you tickets. Actually, they want me to give away a set of four today to you guys to give out to a caller. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Well, I'll get with Melissa on that, and we'll get the those tickets. I know they normally do that during the day, but we might even do it before the show's over. So that would be fantastic, Patrick. Thank you very much. So you're going to give a gift pack to four tickets.
Yes, we're giving a gift pack of four tickets for that night.
Okay, that's awesome. I'll make sure that we get all of that taken care of so that we can get the way they want to do it. We do contests, you know, here all the time, but we want to make sure we get it right and get it promoed. But we will, July 17th, so if you want to get there by 4 o'clock, and can people come by the door? I mean, do they have to have a ticket?
Yeah, they can buy it at the door. Okay. That's 3 minutes where you can purchase it at the door the day of.
Okay, and give us a phone number, Patrick, real quick, if anybody wants to call or the website.
It's golffrankfortcommons.com.
golffrankfortcommons.com. Okay.
Yeah.
GolfFrankfortCommons.com for more details. Get on there, and this is going to be lighting up the sky. Light up the night, July 17th. It's going to be night golf. It's going to be a lot of fun, and make sure that you get involved. Patrick, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you, Sean.
You have a great day.
Come on.
No problem. Have a great day, brother. Talk to you soon. Tell Jesse I said hey. All right, bye-bye.
I will.
All right. Patrick Corrin joining us this morning from Frankfort Commons. And talking about Light Up the Night, July 17th, going to be a great night. We're going to give away some tickets as well, so we're going to have a great time. That's just awesome. So I'm going to go out there just to check out maybe drive the golf cart over there and just sit and watch the balls. I don't know if I'll be brave enough to play, but we'll see how that goes. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to bring Charlie on. And maybe Kyle, maybe get Kyle back online to talk all things history, American Revolution. Where did we come from? Where's our liberty? Where's our freedom come from? And hey, like Dr. Franklin said, you have a republic, ma'am. Can you keep it? We're hoping we can. It all starts with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Party Line, WILO.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Hey, welcome back to Party Line. It is Tuesday on this June 30th, the last day of June 2026. I can't believe I'm saying that. Unbelievable. Time has flown by. Joining me in studio, Charles Bookwalter. Good morning. That's a very, that's kind of like an American Revolution name,
it's
Bookwalter.
German, and I think my mother is taking it to Wales or Sweden. But it's funny you ask that because there's this big movement right now, particularly young people, about kind of, you know, heritage America.
Yeah.
And, you know, where did we actually come from?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, kind of apropos that we're talking about that.
Absolutely. And joining me via phone, Kyle and Etherington. Where's that name come from, Kyle?
It comes from England, all the way back to the 1200s, I think, is the furthest I've done my research as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, coming to you live from Northern Michigan today.
Oh, wow, Northern Michigan. Now, you're up in the, are you in the UP, Upper Peninsula?
I am close to the UP. I'm right on Burt Lake. We've got nothing but storms, sunshine, and 100 degrees in the shade.
It's even hot up there.
Yeah, you're getting
I am in the woods, my friends. I am in the woods. Happy end of June to y'all.
Yeah, thank you. You as well. And it is amazing. I was talking to someone from Michigan yesterday, and they have a heat advisory as well up there. So it's all crazy. It's the weather is nuts, but enjoy.
They have had so much rain up here. There was a road that even washed away. So be careful out there in case it rains down there too.
Absolutely. So. Well, we want to jump right into it, Kyle. We've really appreciated you coming in the other day. It was great talking about John and Abigail Adams. We're talking about Ben Franklin. Today we wanted to talk really about the influence of the pastor, those Bible toting crazy. Folks that were just basically trying to live good moral lives. And it was it's amazing to me the influence when you read about Jonathan Edwards or George Whitefield way before the revolution, way before the war really started. I would argue that there was a war going on in the hearts and minds of people for much longer than we first. Much before Lexington and Concord. Would you agree with that, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got the influence of the Enlightenment, number one. You've also got kind of the shock of the Salem witch trials, where they kind of pulled back on the way that church had been done. And you have guys like Jonathan Edwards, you have the Calvinists.
John Calvin.
Yeah, who really start kind of having people look inward. Not exactly, you know, like the 1800s, but people start kind of looking inward a little bit, thinking maybe we can create heaven here on earth as well as possibly making it to the promised land one day.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Charlie? I mean, I think I think that was going on in Jonathan Edwards' heart as well.
Yeah, this has been, again, such a, you know, kind of the basis of this that we've been talking about is this: the revolution in America did not begin in 1776.
No.
It was built on the influence of the Reformation. It was built on earlier Protestant writings from John Calvin and John Knox, and it was the Protestant Reformation movement, and a movement away from this the state and the church being so intertwined together that you had bishops that were appointing civil legislators and all that, and there was just really no jurisdiction, and that's what motivated the founders to come up with a lot of these things like limited government and individual rights, was to have this jurisdictional difference between civil government and the church. And not to say that you can't practice Christianity in the public square.
Right.
It's just that they saw that when the state gets in charge of the church, then it can be then bad things can happen.
Well, I go back to what Kyle said about the introspection. It was the self-govern mindset. It was, okay, if we're going to self-govern, there should be some guardrails, some guidelines, some outlines, some moral clarity in how we govern ourselves. And Ben Franklin said, it was George Washington in his farewell address. Kyle would know this, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was in his farewell address, and I'm paraphrasing, that basically you cannot have this country without a moral fiber and religious guideline.
Yeah, a number of them actually made that appeal. And all these ideas that we're talking about are based in Scripture. They're biblical. When the New Testament talks about how to choose elders or bishops, they lay it out what that looks like. Like, you have to be able to self-govern in your own home and in your own community before you can lead the church. So these are biblical principles. A lot of what, you know, the fruits of the Spirit is what: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you can exhibit those things are how you self-govern your emotions, and if you govern yourself and govern your emotions, then you will see these fruits come out. So these are all biblical principles.
Yeah, Kyle, why would you think, would there be any other religion besides, you know, I go back to the God of the Bible, Jehovah, and when we start talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because we hear these in so many of the sermons that bled into so much of what is written and some of our law. I don't know if there's any other religion in the world that could have been credible enough to be able to stand 250 years. And I know the Constitution is not 250 years. I think it was written in 1889, or finished in 1889. But this is, to me, the Judeo-Christian values had to be that foundation that has gotten us this far.
Well, and I think going back to the Protestant Reformation, you have Christianity that is extremely, not flexible, but it's able to adapt. And the scriptures, if you just compare the Old Testament to the New Testament, you can get a couple of people arguing all day, a night, and then another week. But I think that you have the Protestant Reformation, you have the Church of England separating, and then you have people wanting a different life over in this new world, whether it be for economic reasons or political reasons or for social reasons. I mean, there were some people that were just looking for an adventure. They get on a boat and they see these brand new people, this brand new life, and they find a new opportunity. You have Quakers setting up their own life in Pennsylvania, farming oats and cereal products, and then you've got a majority of Catholics founding Maryland. They have some of the very first religious toleration laws ever created in a place like Maryland, and then you have people who go to Massachusetts Bay Colony, and then you have people who are shunned out of Massachusetts Bay, creating places like Connecticut and Rhode Island. So I think it's been very adaptable, and you have an internal struggle between kind of the old world and the new.
And the denominational lines. Because
exactly. And you have it even more in the 1800s with the United States finally reckoning with our institution of slavery and things like that. So I think it's been very adaptable. And I think it's also kind of the son will stray away from the father a little bit in terms of what is ethical, what is moral, because that's the beautiful thing about our country, because when you take a look at, like, cruel and unusual punishment, well, what was considered cruel and unusual now was considered commonplace 250 years ago. So it's ultimately up to the people. Yeah, exactly. It's ultimately up to the people to decide what is, you know, moral and ethical. And that's one of the beautiful things that we have in this country, is that we get to discuss and debate open forums like that of what exactly is moral and ethical today.
Well, I got to push back on that a little bit, because when we've talked about this, that the 20th century was one of the bloodiest centuries. And if we're moral and ethical, like, that's, if you leave it up to mankind to determine or discern what is moral and ethical, is you're going to have genocide and Holocaust and all these things, that we have to ultimately have to rely on God's word to the, for the objective truth and what is moral and ethical. I want to,
you know, some people don't believe in absolute truth, though. So that's,
right.
That's why this
is why it's great to talk about the pastoral influence in America, because even though there were some people coming over here for economic reasons or for an adventure or whatever, you had sound, a doctrinally sound, good pastors that were leading these people to, you know, to say, that's fine that we're doing this, but we're doing it to glorify God or whatever. That's why you needed these good leaders, mostly men, these good male leaders, to keep people, their avarices in check. And these, again, were based on mostly Christian principles. Even George Washington would plea and appeal to them, saying, if now is the time to pray. God has gotten us here. God is a living God that's gotten these nations to where they are. And if we're going to continue to do this, then we need to appeal to the Lord that's gotten us here.
Yeah, and we were talking about that. Kyle and I were talking about this with Ben Franklin the other day, about even Ben Franklin possibly, you know, maybe started off a deist, started off kind of more of a secularist, still believed in God, but believed it more like we shared that definition the other day. God is hands off, you know. Here you go. Made right. you, created yeah. it. Now yeah. go do what your thing. But this is what even been for, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about that. Kyle, I want to know who you think is the most influential person, whether it be pastor or whether it be, I think I know your answer, but when we come back, I would like to know who you thought was the most influential person in the American Revolution that probably set the tone for the governance that we have today. And we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to talk more. We're also going to talk a bit about Indiana in the American Revolution.
The Hoosier State?
The Hoosier State. We're going to talk about that when we come back. It's WILO's Party Line.